Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I wish they caught you yawning.
Oh, I timed it out perfectly.
She did a big yawn before it started recording. So welcome to See You Next Tuesday. And you're having a virtual episode today because I thought I was just on the struggle bus, but turns out we've got another passenger.
Yeah, I had to get up super early to go do a tech scout for the film, and I didn't
go to sleep. What time, by the way?
I had to get there at 8, and it took me 30 minutes to get there, and then I also had to, you know, get up and shower and eat breakfast in the, well, yeah. I put my breakfast in the car and ate it while I was driving.
Car breakfast is
yeah.
a great breakfast.
And I also didn't go to sleep to probably like 2, so it was a struggle.
I see you, comrade.
So I was here. I was gonna do it. It wasn't gonna be great, but I was gonna power through. But we decided this is going to be a truncated week. There's not going to be a Fisting Friday. There's not going to be a But Am I Wrong?
Yeah, and I will take responsibility for that, everybody. I am not newly with POTS, but I do still think that it's still a learning curve. And I, similarly to when I got my hair done and I was out for like a week afterwards, I forgot to eat lunch yesterday and I had to do a self-tape. And so I was like standing a lot, and then I do a self-tape that was like, what was that sound? Me, I made a sound, and I like just scared myself. I'm insane. Okay. I like touched my paper. I had to stand like for a good amount of time, 2 days in a row. And even with beta blockers, but not being on top of eating, I feel like I have been hit by a bus today. So, and my legs are like I told Melissa, they're swollen to the extent of it looks like I took a cross-country flight. So we're consolidating this week, this week's episode. And, you know, hopefully either the pots will eventually go away, or before that I will learn, like, how to be more... I will just learn to be more on top of it. Because I got to say, it's the pots and the ADHD combo, which is fucking deadly. Like, that's the one that fucks me up. Because, like, I'll sit in, like, really weird, uncomfortable positions, which is an ADHD thing. And then that's really bad for my circulation. So pots is like, please don't do that. And so it's like my brain's at war. So thank you all for understanding. And, yeah, so that's why we're doing... a shorter little week.
Works out because I'll be filming next week, and I was literally lying in bed. It was like, when will I be able to even review But Am I Wrong?
Exactly. So, and you know what? Great. This is why we're cosmically connected.
Yeah.
This is why our star signs are sisters. Sisters. Well, I wrote down a couple things to talk about.
Great.
Would you like me to start? Do you want to start?
Go ahead. You have nothing
written down.
No.
Amazing. So, first, I want to talk about, I introduced you to Chapel Roan probably like a couple weeks ago, a month ago. I mean.
Who?
I was going to say, I can't even ask you for clarification. Was it an introduction? No, I can't even give you a clarification because I've brought her up and shown you her stuff like multiple times over the course of the year. And every time you're like, ooh, I like that girl.
Is she a musician?
She is a musician.
Let me see if I added her.
You liked what I showed you. And what I was going to say, she performed at Coachella. And as a long time Chapel Roan stan, I'm so happy to see her getting her flowers. And this is to everybody else. If you want to hop on the I Knew Her When train, that train is about to leave that station. So I would encourage everybody to go watch her Coachella performance. She was phenomenal. And I just love her. And I think you, Melissa, specifically will die for her Coachella performance. I have not heard vocals that crisp in Palm Springs since Beyonce. Like,
I just looked at my music and I didn't add her. So she must not make that big of an impact on me.
I showed you one of her music videos and you're okay. Like, oh, this is fun. I think that's your exact words, right? This is fun. She does like, she's kind of like a drag queen-ish like style of makeup for some of her music videos. I think I showed you the one that she did. I've shown you a couple. But she's great. She's great. And so I want you also to watch her Coachella performance. Okay. And she makes people do synchronized dancing, which is, you know, one of my favorites.
She's gonna be performing again?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll check it out live. You know, on the feed. Coachella weekend this weekend?
But yeah. I was about to say, Mosky's making a joke. He goes, is now a good time to tell you I'm surprising you with Coachella weekend 2 tickets? I'm like, that's not even funny. Like, I wouldn't come out of the desert
like,
live.
Nothing about that. It seems like I would be like, okay, then I'm reporting you, Mots, because this is a kidnapping.
Yes.
And murder.
Intent to murder. Like, yes. This is, like, you're trying, like, I just, like, there's no part of me that I know with my whole heart I would not come out alive. And, like, that's not even being sarcastic. Like, there's just no way. I was going to say that, like, there's no way you're actually going to watch it live. But then I remembered that not only did you watch Grease live, you also have rewatched Grease.
As soon as it went off, I watched it again. And then over the weekend, I watched it again.
We hung out with our neighbors this weekend and it was like very poetic because like we were there for like probably like 4 hours or something just hanging out. They got chickens and we like got to meet all the chickens.
Are they delicious?
We're not eating them. And she was so funny. She was like, I was like, these chickens are beautiful. She goes, oh, I know. I picked the prettiest chickens and I picked the ones that are going to lay the prettiest eggs. And I'm hoping that like the beauty of them is going to make that like survival of the fittest. Like they're not going to die. Mm-hmm. Like, and every day she's like, they didn't die. They're still alive. We were talking about something about, oh, they were asking. There was someone, she was like, oh, you're younger than me and straight. So what, Vanessa Hudgens, how does she have so much money? Because I was showing her the her Vanessa Hudgens house on Architectural Digest. I was like, oh, you guys would fucking love it. Because she like, it's an old Hollywood home. Like lots of movie people have lived there before. And they were both shocked. They're like, how does she have so much money? And I was like, I'm pretty sure like international fame and like she's, it's not like the big movies that she's doing, but she has a lot of like campaigns and stuff. I was like, they were like, what's she like most recently done? I was like, unfortunately, the only thing that is coming to my mind is Grease Live because my friend has seen it multiple times. Like, but the show? And I was like, no, it aired on Fox, but she rewatches it. And they were like, whoa. And I was like, no, I know. They're like, I didn't know people did that. I was like, I don't know that people do, but she does.
It was really good. It was really good. I know, and also, like, she had just lost her father. And,
well, is
and
it the way that I told them that? And they were like, really? And I was like, yep, she told me that too.
Like that day. Because yeah. It wasn't that day, it was that night before.
Yeah. She's I personally am a stan of hers, not only from High School Musical, but
never
really
seen that.
But really from the Princess Switch movies. Because every time they add a new Princess Switch, they say, Vanessa, do you want to have another doppelganger? And she goes, sure. And the way that she's so confident to just turn down having any sort of dialect coach, and she just says, I'll do something new with this one. And she does.
And that's where she's getting all her money from.
It's great. No, she got the money before. I think this is how she's paying the mortgage.
Okay.
It's now. I think the down payment had to come from somewhere else. But I love the Hudge. That's the only way Mods can refer to her as. So that, I don't know how that we went from Chapel Run to that. My next topic, Mariska Hargitay. Have you seen why she's been in the news?
No.
Oh, I love that I get to tell you this. So, she was filming Law & Order, SVU, obviously.
What's that?
I will not even entertain that question. and she was filming it in, I want to say Central Park, or might not have actually been Central
Likely
Park.
Likely story.
She was in New York, whatever.
Of course she was. Do they
film? Fort Tyron Park. I know, I was like, it's one of the parks. They were filming, like, cameras up, rolling, and a little girl comes up to her because she's dressed in a police uniform and says, I lost my mom, I can't find her. And Mariska Hargitay pauses the entire production and finds this girl's mother because this little girl thought she was a real police officer.
But and she doesn't wear a uniform. She have her little badge on her hip?
Yeah. Well, she wears a navy suit.
She just wears suits all the time.
I mean, this little
and
girl
then her
probably
little
like,
badge.
This is the police officer I trust versus some of these other ones eating donuts, just
hanging out in subways with their robots.
Yep. But my favorite line on Entertainment Weekly saying, in true Olivia Benson fashion, Hargitay didn't hesitate to step up and pause production for 20 minutes to assist the girl, who was oblivious to the cameras, the crew, and cast, including Hargitay's scene partner, Ice-T. I was like, damn, you had to throw that shade in there, being like, and it wasn't that she was a fan of the show because she didn't recognize
Ice-T. Baby.
I know. But it's like sweet.
If
like
she was
like
a fan of the show, that would be concerning.
Well, I was going to say, maybe she recognized her from TV and she goes, this is the police officer on TV. I see. This is the news that my mom is watching.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And like, I would trust a lady cop. But I thought it was just sweet. And I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
And then finally, my last topic is the WNBA.
Oh, yeah. I've become a fan. I haven't watched one game.
Melissa, the way, me too. The WNBA is my new Jada Pinkett Smith. Where now, like, I've always been a WNBA fan out of solidarity, sisterhood. Right. But also like spite. So like when people get upset about it, I suddenly become like an encyclopedia of knowledge for a game I've never once seen. So like I will start pulling out, I'm the Wikipedia, stacking up facts so I can dispute people X, Y, and Z. And I have been paying attention to some of the games because I am a huge Angel Reese fan. And I was
Bayou Barbie.
Which is the way that I can envision it in my head, and I'm like, girl, you need Halloween. I need someone to come in and style you give me a real fucking uniform, like a Bayou Barbie outfit. And I have just been like obsessed watching highlights, watching like everything, like just I'm loving the camaraderie between teammates. I'm loving the romance between different teammates. Like I'm just loving the whole thing. So I was looking at the red carpet and I was like, hold up, people are turning out Lukes, like real for sure Lukes here. And I was like, these men show up every year. And I've never seen it reported on. It's not like walking into the like entrance looks for like the
games.
Yeah, it's not like that. Like I've never seen these red carpet ones, which to me then I'm just like, oh, so you're all just wearing suits, really? Yeah. Like it's not a fashion show. This was a fashion show. I was hooked, absolutely hooked. And then it was released what Caitlin Clark's 4-year salary would be. I asked Mats and I was like, what do you think it'll be? And he's realistic. Like he's a big fan of sports. He's a big fan of women's sports in general. Right now he's currently watching the women's golf tournament.
Well, it could be either one. Golf and tennis have the same names for
I know,
what they
but
do.
Right now we just had the men's Masters, so I don't know it's if that's Masters. The same time that they do back-to-back Masters or they alternate. I'm not sure. And he gets like very upset and angry that it's not like on TV and he has to like go through streaming and they only show like highlights. Like this has been like his Roman Empire for a while. Like he's very upset about it. And so I had asked him, I was like, what do you think they're paying her? He's like, well, I mean, the cap of that's going to be way lower than the NBA. And so he was like, oh, God, unfortunately, probably only like $3 million. And I was like, oh, no, babe, $300,000. And he was like,
for 4 years.
No. And I was like, oh, yeah. And even he was baffled by that. And it's crazy. And I've been just seeing people like asshole misogynists who are being like, well, it's because the demand is not there. And I'm like, no, it's because women were banned from playing basketball, let alone at a professional level, but at a college level.
Yeah. Yep.
Like you cannot say that like, oh, well, they're just not as many fans. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like we're just ignoring history here.
And we're also going to ignore the fact that the NCAA women's had the most watches, like the March Madness, out of anything that was on ESPN.
Yeah,
out of any basketball that has ever been on ESPN, doesn't matter what it was.
I don't know if it's happened now, but it might have already been accomplished. But like the predicted jersey sales from this round of college athletes for like the WNBA is like projected to like surpass other sports, like purchasing memorabilia. Like it's expected to surpass it like at a crazy fucking level, and it might have already done that. And that's like that part is just like insane. And did you see when Caitlin Clark went on SNL?
I haven't watched it yet. I wanted to watch the full episode.
Okay,
I'm gonna watch it though.
I'll add it to
my weekend watch.
You're gonna die because as two of Z-Way's biggest stands, we both know the Michael Che episode where Z-Way absolutely grills him because for his entire SNL time, he just dunks on, for lack of a better term, on women's sports. The point where he asks, can women even dunk in the WNBA? And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, he is just like, he will like specifically will shit on women's basketball, but like women's sports in general. And Z-Way just came for him in his whole fucking episode about that. And he specifically was like, WNBA, send me tickets. And she goes, don't send this man tickets. Like, go spend your fucking money, you rich man, and go do it there. And he's like, I would love to learn more about the game. She's like, the game is basketball. You know what basketball is. Like, shut the fuck up. So he obviously like has not stopped the embarrassment from Z-Way didn't stop him from that. So they brought Caitlin Clark on to the
ruin it for me though.
I'm not going to, but what's it called? The weekend update. Brought her on for that. And at first I was like, this is a little tame and like he seems very prepared for it. By the time we got to the end, I was like, this girl, I am kissing the ground that she's walking on, and Michael Che is walking with his hypothetical tail between his legs. Like, the way I could see the sheer embarrassment on his face that he was not prepared for it. And I loved it. I just thought it was so, like, just, it was just amazing. And I was a huge fan. And there's nothing I love more than watching, you know, this, it's always alternating. It's either between Colin Jost getting embarrassed or Michael Che getting embarrassed. And my favorite weekend updates are when they make each other read things to say for each other, because then it's a free dual downfall. And I love that, because, like, I love when they set each other up, because I like to watch both of them squirm. Like, it's just that's, but this time it was Michael Che's turn. And I think that Colin Jost might have enjoyed it more than anybody. It was really good. Even Mots at first was like, I feel like this, she could be digging deeper. And then we get to the end, he goes, I take everything back. That was a beautiful buildup. So I would love to know if she just wrote it or who helped her write it. I'm thinking Bowen helps, because anytime something is a really beautiful crescendo of shade, that's very Bowen coded. And I was just like, I loved it. It was very good. So, and now I'm a huge fan of the WNBA, and Denver's getting a team.
Yeah, I saw that.
And now I want to go to a game.
Yeah, my friend Ashley, who you might, I don't think you ever, but she was a, she worked on post production for Mr. Student Body President, I think UPM during production. Mm. But she has season tickets and goes, and she's like, you can come. I just haven't been able to go to any of the ones that she's going to. And then she was invited to the Sparks, like their
with Leslie.
Their part, yep. She's in a lot of the pictures.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I know. It looked like a lot of fun. But yeah, I it's taken over my TikTok. I'm into it. I'm like, I got to start watching, because I used to watch sports all the time. And then I just kind of fell off. Like, I just wasn't interested anymore, but I'm like, I'm interested again.
Separated when streaming became big, they really separated sports into like a sports package that you had to opt into. And that has been like, that's what like Monty's like biggest like frustration and qualm about it is, like, you have to opt in for so many like different things that now they're just like, oh, we'll just show you basketball for the city that you're in, and we'll just show you football, and we'll go back and forth. But like, he has a hard time even finding like Colorado Rockies games or like any of that stuff, that you have to like, they're just making everyone pay for like specific stuff, and then they're not even, there's nowhere to watch it live for most women's sports.
Yep. But I'm gonna get into it.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode is brought to you by a sponsor we love, 310 Nutrition. 310 Nutrition is helping us, you, our listeners, in the new year with protein and superfood rich products with so many options and flavors for your personal preferences. They're adding new products all of the time, and I just got my, I mean, I didn't just get my package. I just got a secondary of my package. And I, as someone who needs electrolytes to function, there it's like elixir from the gods. I cannot sing their praises enough, specifically the cucumber flavor of this electrolyte mix is delicious. Like it's so good. I've even like had it on like ice and been like, I'm drinking like a drink. Like you can throw a little straw in there. And it's delicious. It's so good. And I love, they're filled with so many great ingredients that really help if you're like me and you like, you know, medically need some electrolytes, but also if you're working out, if you're sweating, hot summer day, you're going to an amusement park, you're on your feet for a long period of time, all of that. Most of us are not getting the electrolytes we need.
Yeah, I drink mine specifically when I am working out. It's my beverage while I'm working out. I just take one stick of the hydrate, mix it in with my bottle of water. 16 ounces of water can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water if you got that hydrate in there. They also have the all-in-one shakes, which I absolutely love. I'm running low, so I gotta get some more. But I love the chocolate bliss, the vanilla cream, the caramel sundae. I have all three of those flavors. Sometimes I mix and match them. Sometimes I'll use it when I'm baking, or I'll just drink it straight. And it is, they're so good. They have a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that makes it so delicious. You can get fiber and superfood blends with more than 25 organic fibers and superfoods blended into one easy, delicious shake. And they also have 310's 4-shake flavor starter kit, which lets you sample all the flavors for only $9.
Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with Don't Blame Me and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and super easy to put together an order, or you can start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code BLAMEME right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code BLAMEME.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good. You can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you. And listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said, part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls, but happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work, which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor, and we know y'all are already gonna love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
Well, I love women's soccer. I love women, and I love all women's sports, but
you
I
used to go to the soccer games.
Yeah, we used to go to that was men's soccer games, but, we used to have season tickets. We might have sold, like, the past year. I don't know if he, like, fully relinquished the tickets as a whole. But, yeah, I mean, I like soccer in general. I like basketball on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't love baseball on TV.
Shit. I love baseball in person, though.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite sport to watch in person. Like, because it's a little just different than soccer here, at mm-hmm. least. Like soccer, like when I saw soccer, I went to the women's, what's it called, like the U.S. the USA, women's USA, oh my God, I keep thinking of golf terms. Women's soccer international, what is that called? Oh, the Women's World Cup. Good God. So seeing, I think, soccer games in person in countries where soccer is like fucking huge, is like a whole different level. But I mean, the LA games we would see, that was like really fun. I'd never been to a basketball game in person, though, besides like high school.
I used to go a lot back when my mom worked for Kraft.
What team?
Wherever we were, even when we were living, I've been to like Houston Rocket games. When we were living in Houston, they also like flew us to go to San Antonio games. This woman who, I guess she was sucking up to my mom, it was the work person's wife, made me a birthday cake, but it was April. And she's like, I heard your birthday passed, but I want to. I was like, okay, I don't want a bunny cake with coconut on it, but thanks. but yeah, we would go. I've been to just a lot of games. I've been across all sports. I've been to hockey games. I've been to football games. Yeah.
A little scary, though.
Very. But we were in the box, so.
Okay, good.
Away from the scary stuff.
I don't like loud noises. In hockey games, lots of large, sudden noises very close to you. And anytime a sport is like there's a imminent threat of knocking one of your adult teeth out as a player, to me, is just like, I think we should rework something.
Did you see this happen like last week? This mom and son, like he was like five at the most. They're at a hockey game and a puck came flying. And then the guy next to her, like, saved the son.
Oh, my God.
And it looked like everybody was like, Wattpad, get ready.
I was about to say, single mom? Is she looking for
She looked like it.
That was, yeah, no, that's hot.
Yeah. And then they invited them back to, like, come down on the, because it, like, made the news and stuff. And then the team invited all three of them back to be on the ice.
Oh, my God, misconnection. The team is like, no soft numbers.
Yeah. So the woman took a picture with him, and she was like, I forgot to exchange contact information. Does anybody know who this is? and then put it on TikTok. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That, and then I felt like, oh, I was going back to the WNBA stuff. You would have been too young to remember, but when the WNBA even started?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, so like you don't remember a time where there wasn't a WNBA. So mm-hmm. when WNBA first started, it was like a huge deal.
Yeah.
They made a big deal about it, and Kyla Pratt was like the face of it.
I can't believe...
That was, I would say that's probably her like big break, was like they had all these commercials. They'd be on all the time, and she would just be like in the commercials, like talking shit. And yeah. And then from that, she got Love and Basketball. She played the young version of
Sinai. I was going to ask, was that pre or post? Because if anyone doesn't know, Kyla Pratt is not basketball size. So like, yep. I was like, there's got to be a tie. I wondered if the tie-in was before or after.
Yeah, it was crazy. After. And then they saw, yeah, she was, it was because they would shoot the basketball players from a low angle, so then they'd be very tall, and then shoot her from a high angle. And it was supposed to be like this little girl, like talking mess to them. Stop. It was very cute.
How old was she in that?
So we're the same age. So I think like 8.
Wow, great marketing. That's a very, I'm going to watch those later. I do think that like there are some instances of, specifically it happens in like women's sports way more, but of such effective marketing mm-hmm. that I go, this is what happens when the marketing girlies get together and they're saying, you know what we're selling? We're selling women playing sports. Yeah. And it's like, now let me put on and give you all the best fucking pitch deck you've seen in your goddamn entire life. Like, I'm holding it out for that. Like, I don't know if you saw. So one of my favorite TikTokers who, like, I have started, like, watching her stuff for a while. But her name is Coach Jackie. Mm-hmm. And yep. So she does ones, like, covering different commercials.
Uh-huh.
The one about the Canadian beer brand? I don't know. Whatever the... with the hockey jerseys, where the jerseys used to be on the top of the back, and they were like, oh, you can't see that because a lot of these women have long hair. And so they were like, this, the brand was like, switch it, put their names at the bottom where the brand is so you can see it, and we'll just be at the back. And it was like proud to be like a hidden sponsor. The way that I cry, like, this is how you know people are like, women have the same rights as men. No. The way that I cry every time I see a sport, like a commercial about women's sports, I'm sobbing. Like, I'm just like, camaraderie, which this is a great segue into. We were trying to find something to watch this weekend. And I forget what we like thought about watching How to Blow Up a. Is it How to Bomb an Oil Rig? How to Blow Up a. What's that
what
called?
Is this? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to Google it because it sounds how to.
Just put how to an oil rig in a movie.
How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Which is like a movie about like eco-terrorism. Essentially being like, you know, the whole thing of like Mott constantly makes the joke, which drives me crazy, where he goes, the solution, we just need to start arming the liberals. And I'm like, stop. But it's kind of like that thing of being like, what if the extremism was like, reflected on both sides and being mm-hmm. like, let's blow up this fucking pipeline, to basically be like, don't fucking do this shit anymore, and like make it so there's a threat from like the public's not going to be cool with this. And I was like, okay, totally, that's my, I understand the vibe, but I'm looking for more of like an Ocean's 8 kind of vibe. What I'm looking for, like, I'm looking for a Steal the Money movie, but like, you know, I want there to be glamour and outfits, and I need the soundtrack to be well known songs. I don't need this just to be like an Oscar award winning film. And so I was looking through Letterboxd to be like, Steal the Money movies. So I did make my own Steal the Money movie list on mm-hmm. Letterboxd, if anyone wants to follow that there. And I will be adding the two movies that our Patreon has suggested that we watch, because I've missed two of these major ones.
Well, I suggested one of them.
You did. So. Well, you were on the Patreon. So the one I ended up watching was suggested from, like, you like this movie, and so this was on another list, which I finally watched, Hustlers.
Mm-hmm. You hadn't watched that yet?
No. Well, I didn't because I don't know that I ever ended up auditioning for it, or I was just for it.
I remember that.
And so I usually just steer clear of those ones, but I was like, no, I want to watch this. And I was like, the entire time watching this movie, I was like, God, I just love the camaraderie of women. I just love this. And Mox was like saying, he was like, you know, I like watching movies like this now more with you because like your face when you watch this versus like if this was just men doing the same thing. And I'm like, because like it's just different. Like it's just fucking different. And there's like an air of like justice in all of it, which I think is so good. And the part that I think is crazy, which I don't know, you probably already know this, but the woman who Julia Stiles plays, the reporter,
mm-hmm.
also is the same reporter who Anna Chlumsky.
Oh, I did know Chlumsky.
That's the same journalist.
I did not know that.
In real life, she wrote for her one of her first big breakout ones, because I went on a deep dive of her after the Anna Delvey one, because I was like, what else is she reporting on? Because she takes kind of a while to, she does these like big deep dive kind of, not necessarily exposés, but like big profile things that kind of align with criminal cases. Like she tends to do like the profiles on the people behind it. And Hustlers was like her first like big one. And then she did Anna Delvey afterwards. And it was so funny because I'm like, I don't know if this woman has children, but both Julia Stiles and Anna, she's pregnant in both of them. And I go, is this just like an added level? Baby? I know. I'm like, or was she pregnant writing both of these stories? Like, what is the pregnancy thing there? I just thought that was so funny. And like with Julia Stiles, like I didn't notice she was pregnant until like the one of the very end points where Constance was calling her and she's on the phone and we get like a wider shot of her. And I was like, wait, what is this? Like, the other one, the pregnancy's at the forefront of the character.
Yeah,
and this
I mean,
kind of
there's
like
a whole episode they could have just skipped.
I know. And I was just like, what is this? Like, has she been pregnant while doing both of this? Like, this hard-hitting fucking journalism. She's with child? Stressful. Stressful. But, like, what an iconic. What an iconic woman. And, like, damn. Like, if anyone wants to say, like, journalism is dead, no. That, she is single-handedly keeping this shit alive. And I would love to get her take on the cut woman who put her money in a shoebox. Like, the way that I would love this woman to just tell me her thoughts and feelings on, like, other crazy articles.
Now you know I gotta do a deep dive on her.
Yeah, she's great. Wow. And if anyone was curious about which role I auditioned for, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. You can guess in your head.
It's pretty evident.
I know, but I just want to make sure. This is how you'll know.
Who else
and
would it be?
3, 2, 1. Lily Reinhart. Shocker. No, I was auditioning for Kiki Palmer. Kiki was so fucking funny in it. And I can't remember
if... side movie with those two.
I know. I couldn't remember if in the, I don't even know if I read the original script or if like in my scenes, but her throwing up because, like Lily Reinhart's character throwing up because she gets like nervous and anxious was so fucking funny. I was like, this is hilarious. But I thought she was so like, if you gave me a movie with her character and Kiki's character together, but just like her throwing up because she's nervous and then Kiki's reactions to her throwing up because she gets anxious was so like, it was comedy gold. I was like, this is fucking funny. And she's throwing up. She's like, sorry, I don't know why I do that. I was like, that's really funny. Like very well written. And Constance Wu. I mean, they all looked gorgeous in that movie. I know that I'm not here to advocate for anybody plucking their eyebrows so fucking thin and getting rid of that so they go the way that how she looked gorgeous. I was like, you're rocking those thin little brows. I was like, stunning. Except wasn't that G-Eazy in the movie too? That's what Mott said. Oh, G-Eazy jump scare.
It's been a while since I've seen it, so I can't tell you the
but it was good. And I gotta say, we've said it before, Jennifer Lopez, say what you want about her running up and down that block, that woman's a fucking star.
If you give her a good director, like, she's very good.
Yeah, if you give her the right role, like, she's not someone that I go, oh, I can't get into that because like that's just J-Lo. Like, mm-hmm. you give her roles of other women who are like, I'm J-Lo. And then who's perfect to play her? J-Lo.
Yep. Yeah. Like, well, the woman that was the actual lady was like, no. She said that she and I saw interviews and she was correct. She's like, I'm more like Cardi B. Like, that's who she was like, that's who should have been playing me.
Ooh, I would. I loved Cardi in it, too. Yeah. That would have been good.
Yep. We didn't even, Cardi didn't even really shake that ass that much. And she's a professional.
I literally was saying, I was telling Mons and I was like, wait, so when's Cardi going to get up there? He goes, she was there for like 2 seconds. And I was like, no, I need a
No, I think she song. Was like, give me more money.
No, and she was like, you have to pay me for, like, not, this is, you're asking me as Cardi B. And then also as a professional in this medium, I'm going to need you to pay a little bit more.
Yep. And I think it was, I'm pretty sure from interviews that I've seen, Jennifer Lopez didn't want to be stood up. Like, she didn't want to look. She wanted to look like the best.
I have to say, oversight, where was Leah Remini? I know, I think there's beef.
I mean, that was before the beef. They were definitely friends at that time. But I don't think she just wanted to be a part of it.
No, but I do think she would have been great. And so do you know about the original story? Is it set in New York, the original one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking in my mind, not that New York's not the strip club mecca whatsoever. Like, that's Atlanta. And I was wondering if, especially when they brought Usher in, I was like, was this supposed to be in Atlanta? And it was, Mots was like, no, this was New York. And he was saying, he was like, you know, they're doing it. Even he said the set, he was like, no, Atlanta strip club, you would have no question. Because it's like, there's a different caliber of money that is put into it.
Yeah, it was specifically New York because of the stockbroker
into
it. So it had to be New York. And also, from what I hear from strippers, and they said it from this movie too, what I hear, I mean, I saw it on Twitter, that you can tell if we're having a good or a bad market, depending on how often those dudes are coming in the strip club. Great market, they're there. And like, a lot of strippers will base like their investments on their clients that come in.
I literally follow a stripper on Twitter because of that. Because she will give updates.
It's probably the same one. Yep.
And I'm like, amazing. And then Mots goes, we should watch Zola next. And I was like, we should. We should just hop into our strip. I, as a child who watched Coyote Ugly, the way I love a goddamn fucking stripping movie.
Like, well, Coyote Ugly is not a stripper movie.
But it's a stripper movie for children. Like, it is the gateway into, like, we're dancing on tables, we're spilling drinks on, that's like, it's like, not Girls Gone Wild, Girl Next Door, where it's like the Playboy kind of things, where it's like, you watch that when you're a lot younger, and then you're like, okay, now this is, I want to see these movies. These movies are, get those girls on top of a table and dancing, and then you have them stealing things from these men. Amazing. Also, I think in every movie where there is female nudity, I think we need some male genitalia. And the fact that we saw a dick flip flopping around after we had seen some titties, I was like, that's equality.
Tit for tat.
Tit for taint.
For dick.
Exactly. I loved it.
You're watching everything like years after I've watched it now, I can't give my full thoughts because I don't remember anymore.
But that's all I do. Like, I am such, especially with things that I auditioned for, like, I'm such a fucking hater that I'll watch it like years later when I'm like, oh, I actually like, didn't really care that much about it. There's only a couple things that like you will not catch me watching. That is The Boys, because that one I literally like cried. I was so upset about.
You have to say it the way that our caller on Don't Blame Me said it. The Boys?
The Boys? God, so nice. I want a whole audiobook like that. And I think that's the only one. And then there are ones that like I'm just not interested in watching, but I would have liked to play the role of it, but because like I'm not gonna watch that then. Anything else I'm thinking of? No. I would have been upset about Powerpuff Girls. Everyone wants to talk shit on it, and they say that looked so low budget and cheap. I think it could have been fun.
Yeah, with a bigger budget.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously because it was bad that they canceled it twice.
Well, the thing is that, like, the way to have a campy script that, like, it goes from camp to bad, I mean, the way that it can go from bad to camp is money. So if you don't have the money, it's just bad. But, like, if you give the money in there, think of, like, Scream Queens. Like, if you elevate the production level of this, you put Scream Queens with, like, a bad, low budget, it's just, like, what is this school play? But you make it, and you get, like, yeah, you've got, like, very good actor. You've got all, and it's, like, all that caliber. Then it's, like, oh, this is the point. This is funny. This is crazy. Could have been fun, but I also have never seen the original.
Well, that's a problem.
Of Powerpuff Girls?
That you've never seen the original.
Yeah, well, I wasn't allowed to because it promoted violence.
I never watched it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I've just been working on my film, so I don't have anything new to add.
That's fair. Busy.
Yeah, I've been very busy. It's been a good week-ish. I'm ready to start filming.
What day do you start?
Well, we're doing a recording of the music on Monday. No, Sunday. Like at an actual like recording studio, we're doing a song. And Coco's like doing post supervision Coco's doing music supervising, and so she's gonna be the one recording the song and everything. So
go Coco.
And I've actually known her for 4 years. We've never seen each other in person. This is going to be the first time that we've seen each other. Oh, even though she's like somebody that I talk to all the time.
Wait, that's actually crazy.
I know. She messaged me just like an upside down smiley face. And I was like, what? And she said, I'll see you on Sunday. And I was like, that went over my head. Like, I didn't even think about that.
Are you nervous? Like, no, what a big build up.
I told her I was going to wear heels so then I would be taller than her.
How tall,
she
Coco?
Said, like, half an inch taller than me.
We're still, no, I was going to ask you a stupid question.
Okay.
It was that I asked Mots. I was like, were stilts big in Denver? And he goes, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, oh, that was like a big thing that like people were like into like learning how to like walk on stilts because like we had like clown camp and stuff. And he was like, and so I've added it to the list of like things right now, my list I have of my phases, like different like very niche phases that I went through, and now I'm gonna add like the larger phases of my community, and I have to add stilts to that because turns out not as common as I thought.
No, I mean, there was like my cousin had a pogo stick that I always wanted to jump on and she wouldn't let me, but also like I was like 8 and she was like 16, so
yeah, it's a liability.
It was a liability. And I mean, she was taller than me. Now she's not taller than me, but at the time she was taller than me, and so I wasn't big enough for the stilts anyway.
I think the craziest part about pogo sticks is that like it is quite tiring, and then mm-hmm. like you have to like gauge when you are like strong enough to get off, because you can't just stop, you'll just fall over. Yep. Like you have to have enough strength to jump up and then off of it.
Yep.
It scares me. I don't like being up off the ground like that.
But yeah, so looking forward to next week. Looking forward to sleeping tonight or in a few hours. And I'm looking forward to eating the rotisserie chicken I have in the refrigerator.
Oh, where'd you get it from?
California chicken, whatever. This is something stupid I did. I cooked some bison and I ate half of it. Well, I ate a fourth of it and then left the other half in the skillet and was like, I'll come back for this later, and put it up after it had cooled down. I went to bed, forgot yeah. about it. Also left half the block of it that was raw sitting out as well. So I ruined 4 meals.
That's bad.
I was mad. And so then last night, throughout the whole day, I was like, I have to go get some meat because I don't have any. And then finally last night, it was like 7:00 and I was like, I'm not physically going anywhere. Who are you kidding, Melissa? So I just ordered a rotisserie chicken.
That would stress me out.
It was like, I was mad the whole day because of it.
Yeah, fair. Like, I get mad enough when like I forget to put leftovers away and I'm thinking the whole day that like, I'm anticipating that will be my lunch.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, I have to fucking deal with that. But then to like have done it also with raw, like, mm-hmm. oh, I can't, like, you probably didn't even like scratch that itch of like the craving of what you were eating. And you know what I mean? So it's not like, oh, then I would have just been like, okay, I'm going to make it again because like I didn't get my fill of it.
Well, there was still some in the skillet that was going to be my lunch.
Yeah.
So it was double skillet and awful. Then, yeah. All right. Well, we will see you next Tuesday, maybe.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.